Oil may be plentiful in the Middle East, but water is scarce. The war was fought in part over oil, but a lasting peace may depend on water. Secretary of State James Baker is in the Middle East promoting President Bush's peace plan. Today, Baker arrived in Jerusalem, and he said he would work to bring about peace between Arabs and Israelis. My guest Tom Naff says water is an issue in Israel's claim on the occupied territories. Naff is the director of the Middle East Water Project, a team of international researchers. He's also a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. I asked him why water will be important in creating a lasting Middle East peace.
In some respects, in the Middle East, oil is water. In this regard, in the Middle East, oil is the primary source of energy for virtually all Middle Eastern countries, although there are some that are working very hard to generate hydroelectrical sources of power and energy. But as of now, and for the immediate and foreseeable future, oil is the primary source of energy. So that in a country like Israel, for example, Israel uses an average of about 18% of its total energy supply, of its total national energy supply, to move water, either to pump it up out of the ground and then move it across the surface horizontally or whatever. But that's an enormous percentage. Countries surrounding Israel don't use quite as much because they use less water than Israel does, and for a variety of other reasons. But in the same way that oil is, as a vital resource in the area, is maldistributed, so too is water maldistributed. And that means having to move water over relatively long distances and frequently difficult terrain to get it to where the population centers are. In the final analysis, you can live without oil. You can't sow crops with oil. You can't eat or drink oil, but you've got to have water. So in the final analysis, water is a more important determinant of the future of the region than is oil.
Now, one of the issues that might be addressed in this post-war period is the Arab-Israeli conflict. Water comes into play in that issue.
Water comes into play centrally. Water will determine, in the end, who and under what conditions will control the occupied territories, and by extension, the issue of peace or conflict between Palestinians, Israelis, and other Arabs. Let me explain why. The occupied territories supply Israel with around 35% to 40% of her total water needs annually. The water system, the waters of the occupied territories are now an integral part of Israel's delicate hydrological balance. At present, Israel and Jordan are consuming about 115% of their available water supplies annually. What that means is they're using up their water supplies by 15% to 20% in excess of available of safe yield supplies every year. And what this means is that both are accumulating a deficit in water. That is to say, they are drawing on future stocks of water, stocks that are of water that should be available for future generations, which is a very dangerous policy to undertake. But immediate needs are so critical that they are doing that and have been for some years. What this means is that since Israel and Jordan cannot at present supply enough water for present populations and present economic and socioeconomic and developmental needs, then they have got to find some way to get additional water. Now, the only sources of water in the area, aside from the discovery of some new unknown large quantity of water, which is highly unlikely since a lot of exploration has been going on, is the river system in the area, that is to say, the Jordan Basin and associated systems. Now, it becomes vital either for one of those riparians to control that water or that some means be found to apportion the water fairly among everybody. And that translates into potential conflict because at the present rate of population growth on the part of the Palestinians on the one hand and the Israelis on the other, and given the new Soviet Jewish immigration, there just isn't enough water now, nor will there be enough water in the future.
If there already isn't enough water to go around between Israel and the occupied territories, what are the chances that Israel would be interested, forgetting all the political reasons, what are the, you know, with water being such an important part, what would Israel, do you think, give up the occupied territories if there wasn't some kind of larger water resolution that would ensure them access to water?
The key question. Of course they won't. Until and unless the issue of sufficient supplies of water from the occupied territories or some other source of water that it can be easily tapped into and will supply Israel with what she needs, I cannot conceive of the Israelis giving up the occupied territories. The only other source of such water would be the Litani River in Lebanon. And the problem with that is, of course, that the Litani River is entirely a sovereign body of water within Lebanon. Israel has no real claims on it, although I should say that many of the schemes for apportioning water among the users of the Jordan Basin have taken into account the Litani, and it makes sense to do so, systemically speaking. So it really does come down to the issue of water, finally, although I don't want to minimize the security issue. There are some people for whom there will never be enough security, I understand. But in the end, water is security for people. And until you get that taken care of, you're not going to have peace in the area.
Tom Naff is the director of the Middle East Water Project. He's also a professor of Middle East history at the University of Pennsylvania. This is Fresh Air.